From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A major tactical shift today in the campaign of Senator John Kerry. The Democratic presidential candidate is taking head-on an ad from an independent group that questions Kerry's service during Vietnam. It also claims he fabricated stories to win combat medals. We'll hear more about the ads and one aimed at President Bush in a few minutes, but first to NPR's Juan Williams, who's covering the Kerry campaign.
Speaking to a firefighters' convention in Boston this morning, Senator Kerry broke his silence on the attack ad from a group called Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. One day after barely making mention of the controversy during a speech before a veterans group in Cincinnati, Kerry tied the ad sponsors directly to the Bush campaign.
They're a front for the Bush campaign. And the fact that the president won't denounce what they're up to tells you everything that you need to know. He wants them to do his dirty work.
His aides indicated only days ago they had no need to address the allegations, but an unusually animated Kerry told the firefighters today he felt he had to respond to defend his record and the record of the men who fought with him.
More than 30 years ago, I learned an important lesson. When you're under attack, the best thing to do is turn your boat into the attacker, and that's what I intend to do today.
Financial backing for the group behind the ad attacking Kerry comes from a major Texas-based supporter of the Bush-Cheney re-election effort. But the president and his campaign have said they have no ties to the ad and insist they will never make an issue of Kerry's service in Vietnam. Today, Senator Kerry noted President Bush has not denounced the ad, as Senator John McCain and Kerry have asked the president to do.
The president keeps telling people he would never question my service to our country. Instead, he watches as a Republican-funded attack group does just that. Well, if he wants to have a debate about our service in Vietnam, here is my answer. Bring it on!
The senator's change of tactics came on the same day the Washington Post reported that newly released military records support Kerry's version of events that led to his Bronze Star. In addition to Kerry's comments today, his campaign plans to begin running an ad featuring a crewmate who says Kerry saved his life in Vietnam. The 30-second ad will run in West Virginia, Ohio, and Wisconsin. The Kerry camp had hoped not to run many ads in August, since they have to make their federally financed $75 million in general election funds last longer than President Bush's funds. The GOP ticket can spend freely until the president accepts his party's nomination in early September. But today, the Kerry campaign decided they had no choice but to react to the ad. Juan Williams, NPR News, Boston.